This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. We're back with more killer rock and roll from this great state, Ohio. We have a lot to be proud of. Born out of Columbus's Capital City Rockets, the gods who would eventually be label mates with Kiss and Angel on Casablanca found themselves with a big hit in 1978, Gotta Keep It Running, but managed to not find any more national success with subsequent albums or singles. Their first self-titled LP was produced by Grand Funk's Don Brewer, now a classic rock staple. From that debut, the reason anybody bought the record, Gotta Keep It Running. And from their second LP that nobody bought, titled Nothing Is Sacred, Gotta Move. The gods could have been any neighborhood bar band who got lucky and found a record deal. Bon appetit.
Now we stoned to the bone, we hot and sweaty.
Look
Show you how to rock it.
I'm going to once again take you outside of your comfort zone. It's healthy. Besides, you survive punk with minimal damage, you'll be fine. You'll survive reggae. Cleveland's Reggae Ground Zero appears to be a bar in University Circle called The Coach House, opened by soon-to-be reggae bassist Dave Valentine. Dave, after a camping trip to Key West where the adjacent campsite was playing reggae records, returned to The Coach House and stocked the jukeboxes with these 45s, attracting fans of this new genre. Two of those fans, Dave Schmelz and Bob Caruso, along with Valentine, would soon form ITAL, Cleveland's first band of its type. ITAL would release two singles and an LP. The first 45, a reggae-up cover of Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl, eased the band into a market that was new to the genre. The second, the song Rockers, wasn't as subtle. Here's both.
With you, my brown-eyed girl. called Rockers, and I will tell it to you.
Thank you.
I tell begat numerous bands, the first being First Light, when its former percussionist Bob Crusoe and bassist Ron Jarvis moved on. First Light released a 12-inch EP in 1985 and what would become the first compact disc to be released by a local band, 1987's Meltdown. As Eitel was pretty much by-the-book reggae, First Light, although displaying heavy influence, the EP leaned gently towards a more world-melting pot sound as demonstrated on the B-sides Movin' On. The Meltdown CD veered even further away from Eitel, at times not sounding like a reggae band at all. The cut The Light is example. There would be no other First Light releases. No telling what the third LP would have sounded like.
Thank you.
listening to The Vinyl Garage. First Light slowly moved the genre meter away from reggae, approaching at times a more funk R&B sound, much to the chagrin of vocalist, percussionist, and founding member Carlos Jones, who, in 1998, played his last show in the aforementioned band, forming Carlos Jones and the Plus Band, the PLUS standing for Peace, Love, and Unity Syndicate. From his 2009 LP, Leave a Trail, here's Music to the Rescue.
to talk to, like 911. No need to worry, a song will save you. The universal language strikes a common chord in every heart. The message is there in the air. If your heart is hurting and your soul is in a state of emergency, it will be there, right there. And it's music,
music to the rescue,
music to the rescue,
music to the rescue.
I said music.
Coast reggae influence continues with Sada and their Light of the World LP from 1987. Here's the title cut from the Rude Boy label LP, another cut that shows there's a fine line between reggae and funk. We'll be right back. wasn't just on the North Coast, heading south on I-71 into Columbus, and that city's Ark Band, from their 1995 LP, Nah Give Up, and Ring on Your Finger. Following a long line of North Coast singer-songwriters that we all can be proud of, Jim Ballard releases his first LP, Southside Days, on the local Tinker 2 label. The title cut featured Tinker 2 Records founder and one of the aforementioned singer-songwriters we're proud of, John Bassett, recorded by Kenny Hammond at Cleveland Recording.
Peeking out from the alleyway, I can see that it's been raining. Got nothing to do, I guess I look for you. At least I haven't been complaining. had my eggs over easy in a greasy spoon. Now I'm paying all the dues I owe. I got through the morning and I got past noon. How I made it, I don't know. Morning's cool and the clouds are gray, but the sidewalk's getting dry. There's something about these Southside days that makes me want to close my eyes. But it's time that I start looking out for myself. I gotta get my bearings straight. Thinking about the cloudy days ain't ever gonna get me anywhere but late. Just Southside days. Wishing I had wheels to carry me away from these Southside days. Southside days. Nothing but my heels that can't carry me away from these Southside days. Store window looks good to me, but that ain't what I need. There's a lady up the street's been good to me. She's been a good friend indeed. I guess I'll go her way in case the rain comes down for a place to spend a cloudy day. Her loving's good and her coffee's warm and her words don't get in the way. Just Southside days. Wishing I had wheels to carry me away from these Southside days. Southside days. Nothing but my heels that can't carry me away from these Southside days. Southside days. Wishing I had wheels to carry me away from these Southside days. Southside days. Nothing but my heels can't carry me away from these Southside days. Southside days. Southside days.
From Jim's first LP to his most recent offering, a single, or at least how singles are unfortunately released in this day and age, digitally, Bones of the Boulevard, the most relevant Jim Ballard cut in decades.
Stone on the bones of the book.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Sidewalk starts in the doorways of a thousand hearts. Are the stories and the memories they still linger on? Is something else you just can't put your finger on? Like a pulse in the veins and the bones of the boulevard. There are footsteps. It's like ghosts in the wind, and the whispering like the voices of your kin. Watching from the rooftops, watching from the street, while the underground rises to the bottoms of your feet. Don't have to look too hard to find the bones of the boulevard. Stone on the bones, bones of the boulevard.
Abandoned buildings, once the boulevard dies, morosos coming out the concrete, waking up from my sleep, take the bones and make museums come alive like it's Jumanji. It won't live if we don't breathe it, and hope the kids can see it. Let the youth work with experience to make us all achieve it. We survived the worst of treatment, so let the feet walk the streets beneath it. This city got heart, and this is where we need to keep it.
It's a threadbare shop, worn walls could tell all the stories and the lives that they know so well. But the people in the trolleys at the curbside crawl, the singers and the drummers in the music hall, gonna roll it all on the bones of the boulevard.
Right, since you went out 0 feet on the sheet or something.